Walking the hills and dales, the breadth and depth of England's green and pleasant lands, you are bound to stumble at some point or another into the centre of a ring of weathered and ancient stones, some recumbent, some still standing like the teeth of a long-dead dragon that haunted the land. But who built them, and why? These questions have been considered and debated by historians and archaeologists alike since William Stukeley first charted the avenues and structures of Avebury Stone Circle in Wiltshire and brought them back into public consciousness. And yet, were they really erected by druids marking the position of the planets, or megalithic man tracing the serpentine course of Mother Earth's power lines,